Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7, The Wolf.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we want to know what everybody else makes for a living, what is ever okay to ask? Until now, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that battery salesman Ron is pulling in $40,000 a year. All right, on the phone with us this morning is Riker, who not only has a really cool name, he lives in Mount Vernon. Good morning, Riker. How are you?
Good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're great, man. Hey, not that it really matters, but is it Riker with an I or a Y? How do you spell that really cool name?
With a Y, R-Y-K-E-R.
Very cool. Riker the Biker. All right, Riker is a construction laborer. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, you are one of those people that's got to work outside no matter what, so we salute and honor you today. And what we're going to do that is put a minute on the clock, ask you a bunch of questions about your job and what you do. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song, we'll gather our thoughts, we'll come back, we'll guess what we think you make based on what you've told us, but then you are going to share your salary, Riker. You'll tell everybody how much they could expect to make if they had to work outside being in construction.
Okay, sounds good.
I like it. All right, we're going to put 1 minute on the clock right now. Here we go. No more wasting time. Emily, if you are ready, begin.
Are you part of the union?
No.
Who are you named after?
It was something my mom came up with.
How long have you been doing this?
Just about a year and a half, two years.
Okay, speaking of names, have you earned a nickname on the job site yet?
I have not.
Are you considered an apprentice?
No.
Do you feel like more people will like you once you've earned that nickname on the job site?
Maybe.
Do you work a lot of overtime?
Yes and no. It just depends on how much work and the rain.
Since you're relatively new, what's the worst task that you're asked to perform?
It's called jumping jacking, and you pack the sand in for a garage to make sure it's solid enough to pour concrete on.
Are you working mostly residential or commercial?
Residential.
Worst injury you've sustained on the job so far?
I have not currently hurt myself yet.
I'm sorry, Emily, it's all the time we have. The minute timer just ran out, but we learned a lot. So, Morning Wolf Pack, if you want to jump in here and be a part of this, it's really easy. You just text in right now to 46150 what you think Riker and Mount Vernon makes every year working construction, working outside, no matter what the weather's doing. You text that in, put your name and where you live on it, because Riker is going to share his salary coming up next, right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
100.7, The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Riker. He lives in Mount Vernon, and he works construction, which means he works outside, rain or shine. So it's going to be a long stretch for him as we enter the stormy weather. Emily, what else did we just learn about Riker?
He's not a part of a union. He's been doing this about 1.5 to 2 years. He hasn't hurt himself yet. He doesn't have a nickname, although I don't think he needs one with a name like Riker.
I think that's a really good point, because I think that's pretty standard, isn't it, Riker, that you get a nickname pretty much early on, like, a butthead or something?
Yeah, usually once you do something stupid or something.
Yeah, I worked in the trades for a bit painting houses, and you get a nickname like the second day. Like, hey, smelly lunch, get over here. All right, Emily, you're up first. What do you think?
Since you haven't been doing it that long, you're not a part of a union, I'm going to go 60 even.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Okay, I'm going to use a text I always do. Carl and Everett, appreciate you taking the time. He is at 50, which is lower, But again, year and a half, I don't know, man. I think you got to put in the time before you start making some bigger money. So 50 for me, Slow Joe.
I'm just going to take the high end because it's there, and Skyjack at 62.
Okay. All right, so our guess is not that it really matters, but this is the in-studio contest we like to play, 50, 60, and 62. But Riker, everybody's standing by waiting to hear how much you actually make and maybe what they could make if they wanted to pivot their job and get out of the tech industry and work outside with their hands like a real man for a change. Riker in Mount Vernon, the construction laborer, it is time to share your salary, my friend. So drop the number. How much you making every year?
Well, I'm glad everybody thinks I make that much, but I make $38,500 a year.
Okay. So would you say there's a high end here that you're working towards, looking forward to making more?
I'm currently kind of being trained to operate, so I could change positions and make more doing that. And just depends on, like, if we do residential stuff, there's different pay in some of it sometimes.
Do you enjoy it, though?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun.
And do you even bother looking at the weather this time of year, or do you just know what it's going to be? Or do you have to really pay attention so you know how to dress and how many layers to wear, et cetera, et cetera?
I look at it in the morning, the middle of the day, and at night just to figure out what the weather's going to do and what I need to wear.
Yeah, you know, there's some people that are seemingly completely unaffected by weather because they work inside and then they go home and it doesn't really matter. But for those of us who do like to be outside, it's a thing. You got to pay attention. And if you have like a little window, you know, you try to take advantage.
That's for sure.
All right, Riker. Listen, we love you, buddy. Thanks for being a part of Share Your Salary, for being a part of the conversation as we bust taboos wide open and make the sky our limit. We love you, man.
Love you, too. Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.